This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, a life of blessing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are listening to A to Z. We want to talk about the life of blessing. Well, if you look at our lives, and if you look at the way humans live their life, you will find that there are challenges in our life, and we live difficulties in our lives. So we need a source of consolation. We need blessings in our life to face the hardship, to face the problems which are there in the life, to face the challenges which are there in the life. So here, Quran comes and it is guiding us to a life which is life of blessing, to a life which is not just based on materialistic managing of life, but it is about connecting this material life to the spiritual aspect of the hidden realm. It's about connecting your life with the world of angels and connecting yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. O you who have believed, remember Allah very much and glorify Him every time. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. So remembering Allah and glorifying Him is that connection which connects us to the world of spirituality. It's that connection which brings blessings to our lives. So if you are busy in your life, materialistic life, if you are busy with your daily challenges and situations, if you are living your life and you want a door for condolence, if you want a door for the blessings in your life, then remembering Allah every time is that door that can open the blessings on your life. Welcome back. We were talking about a life of blessing. Well, we talked earlier, that the door of blessing in human lives come from remembrance of God. When you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your life becomes a life of blessing. In this ayah, which I recited in the first portion of our talk, in the second portion, Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. It is He who blesses you, as do His angels, to get you out of the darknesses into light. And He has always been merciful to the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always sending His blessings towards us. If we don't stop those blessings through our sins, if we don't stop those blessings by our oblivion or being oblivious towards the realities of our lives, then those blessings will reach us eventually. So Allah says He is in a constant process of sending blessing towards us. And what is the path of receiving those blessings? It is the remembrance of God. And the remembrance of God is not just about saying some ritualistic piece of any speech or any verse. It's about living the life of remembrance. When you live the life of virtue, when you live the life of rationality, then actually that is the practical remembrance of God. Avoiding the sins and performing the good deeds is actually the practical remembrance of God. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He may help us to be righteous in our actions and remember Him through our behavior and good deeds. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.